Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
The fact that he didn't come back saying, that McClelland didn't come back saying, shit, I didn't realize we had this. He came back saying, yeah, we have it. And it was my call. I said, you don't need to see that.
Right.
Where does this go now? I mean, where is the defense of Richard Allen going to take this? Has Gull made a response to that yet? Or where are we at with all of that and his response that's now been given?
Gull has not made a response yet. She has not put an order out with respect to what she's going to do with it. At the very least, if Judge Gull has any interest in being viewed as a serious judge, which I know that she very much expects people to view her as, at the very least, she has to conduct a hearing on this.
Yeah.
Like another denial without hearing is just going to cause this already massive snowball to turn into a straight up avalanche where people are like, that's what I'm saying. No one is going away on this. Mm-hmm. The finger pointing is never going to stop on this case. No one is ever going to feel comfortable with this conviction. And the longer it goes, the less people that were once on the side of, yeah, they got the right guy. Thank God. Thank God that they got the right guy are not going to be feeling like that anyway. Because again, when you have a situation wherein it appears that the government is hiding the ball, not just on Richard Allen and everybody that is following this case, but on society at large, we have to hold our government accountable. And make no mistake, I say it over and over again, law enforcement is the government. Prosecutors in every office, in every county in this country are the government. Judges are government employees. They are elected or appointed. They are all government employees. We have to hold their feet to the fire. We have to have transparency. We have to have accountability. And, you know, I mean, if she doesn't do it, Tony, and she's like denied without hearing, then all we can hope for at that point is that it's of record. It's going to be looked at by the appellate courts, and the appellate courts are hopefully going to be as outraged as the rest of the people that really follow this case closely are. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, and like undoing a conviction, you know, I mean, dude, it's like moving a mountain.
Yeah.
Like by yourself without heavy equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It is a near impossible task. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that person to point the finger at in terms of an appellate court. They are like, they are going to be of the mindset. Like, that is why Baldwin spent so much time, like, over and over and over leading up the trial, filing Frank's hearing or Frank's motion after Frank's motion, and continually citing the same shit. Mm-hmm. Because he knows that if Allen's convicted, that that's all of record, and he is putting it in the record ad nauseum, so that, you know who's going to see it? The appellate court. Mm-hmm. And the appellate court's going to be like, yeah, you know what? I don't know if these other culprits that they're talking about did it or not, but it certainly should have been brought up at trial. Because I also think it's weird that one of the guys was posting on Facebook a mimic crime scene of exactly what it looked like at the actual crime scene.
It's a little weird when someone's doing that.
It's a little weird. Like, it's a little strange. You know, so, I mean, man, it's a mess. I mean, but the hope is that she grants a hearing. I like, you need to see McClelland in there answering to this.
Yes. It's just, it's not even guilt or innocence. It's just, this needs to be fair. And this was not fair at all.
It was not fair.
It's still, we always end up at the bigger picture on this. And I don't know that I'm any closer in my mind to understanding what the hell is going on deeper here and why everybody seems to have this. And everybody, meaning Gull and the prosecution and McClelland and all that. Why are they so hell bent on not being wrong? Is this all ego? Is this all, we spent all this time on this, we spent all this energy, and we just have blinders on so much? Or are we, is there some higher power here that really, at the end of the day, we don't even know exactly who or what it is that is somehow going to be exposed by going down one of these roads and digging down one of these roads of other, one of these other suspects or possible suspects or alleged suspects? Is that going to turn up some shit on somebody that really shouldn't have information coming out about, or they don't want that information to come out about? It's one or the other. And I don't know if it's all ego or if this is protecting something.
It sure seems like it, doesn't it?
It does. And it could go either way.
Like, how do you think anything else? You know, and look, like I was knee deep into this thing in terms of my coverage.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had people coming out of the woodwork,
mm-hmm.
like in my DMs and in my emails. Just,
yeah, I mean,
I've heard it all. Mm-hmm. I've heard every potential concept of everything that you're talking about and more. You know, there is a web in that tiny community wherein, when you just start looking at kind of factually who was involved with things, I mean, like, do you just completely ignore the fact that Nick McClelland, who is now the prosecutor, that his brother was once arrested in the not too distant past for distributing methamphetamines? I mean, do we not like, I remember it was a big deal when, which president was it? It was Billy Carter pissed on the White House lawn. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Your family and who they are is kind of a big deal when you're in a public office. Like that. Yeah. The point being is, like, how much are we supposed to overlook before we start thinking, is there, and I'm not suggesting anything about Nick McClelland personally.
No, I'm not either. But
in terms of when you just start kind of looking at everything involved in all of the ways that things went down in this case, you have to think that there's something else at play. Like there is somebody or something that is being protected, that's being swept under the rug, that they have a convenient scapegoat. I mean, it's like a fucking movie plot.
It is.
I mean, it really feels like that. And you know what? And maybe it's not.
But yeah.
The only way that we get to that, where any of us feel like it's not, is by having a fucking fair trial, man.
Yeah.
And we're not there where it seems like it's a million miles from there. Because as long as Gull is sitting on this case, and I don't think anybody has Gull under their thumb. I think that Judge Gull, when she saw the confessions at that point as the person who's only supposed to be the gatekeeper and not the trier of fact, in her mind became the trier of fact that Richard Allen did this. Like, and I think that guided her through every fucking thing that she did throughout the course of the entire 2 years or a year and a half that it took for this thing to get to trial.
And
explanation I can come up with.
What a horrible judge to look. I mean, come on. This is someone who's seen case after case after case, you know, should by de facto be somewhat experienced on evaluating how people's mental health plays into their actions just by experience. Don't have to be a psychologist to look at this and go, if you torture someone for a long period of time, they may say anything you want them to say. He could confess that he was O.J. Simpson and that he killed Nicole Brown. And, well, look, he killed Nicole, too. He confessed it in prison. He'd confess right. to anything at that moment in time just to stop being right. tortured. How on earth Judge Gall does not see that and at least take that into account, have some understanding of this, that this was not a legitimate confession, and just to double, triple, quadruple down on it, it's insane. Are you that stupid that you don't see this? I get maybe a layman out there who doesn't know anything about this stuff. He's just like, yeah, well, he confessed, he's done. I don't get it from a judge. Like, the judge should be smart enough. They should not be on the level of Joe, who's down at the bar and is watching the game. He doesn't pay attention to much shit and doesn't have any sort of real interactions with psychological issues in his life. So he's not super educated on this. I get someone going, well, he confessed. I don't get the judge. This does not compute. It's not an excuse.
It's not, man. And it's like you have the confession side of it, and then you have her presented with the evidence that their timeline has been destroyed. Their entire 19-minute timeline from whatever 2:19 to 2:32, wherein it really played a huge part in terms of the conviction, because it does relate back to the Monica Walla alleged confession that she wrote into the system, wherein he talks about the van spooking him, and that's when he kills the girls. And the state is absolutely beholden to that time frame, because that's how they got him convicted, by saying when the phone stopped moving, that's when the girls were dead. That's 2:32. Mm-hmm. And when the defense presents evidence that Brad Weber didn't drive that van back down that private drive until 2:52, I'm sorry. The state's entire case has just been flushed down the toilet, because everything that they said was false. And again, we have, just like in like we have another Napui situation where McClellan had to have known that. He knew or should have known that Brad Weber was not telling the truth. They had that fucking evidence. They had that video with the van that you can see in the background driving down that private drive, and they had the timestamp for it. And they know it's not 2 a.m. in the morning. It would be fucking dark, bro. Like, there any kind of timestamp argument they're making is complete and total bullshit. Dude, like, in to your point, she knows that. Yeah. She read it, and she doesn't give a shit. Like, it's unbelievable to me. An honest jurist has to be sitting up there like, God, Jesus, I don't want to have to do this, but I have to do it. It's my job.
It's your job. It is what it is. It's not a... It's either this is such self-preservation of so many egos here, which could be exactly just what this is. And if it ever does get completely flushed out, that's what we're going to see. Some very petty, shitty human beings who are just so ingrained in whatever they've said and they can't be wrong. That could be the case. Or we're going to find out that somebody's covering for somebody, and maybe at the end of the day, most of these people don't even know who they're covering for, but it's just, here's what the direction we have to go. What that overpower is, or this overlord that's pushing them in that direction, I don't know, but it's so, so creepy. Let me ask you one more thing on this before we wrap up this discussion. Did you see the Dateline, the new one on this case the other day?
I did.
What was your reaction to how that the whole thing was presented in McClellan in his interviews?
I wasn't impressed. I mean, look, Dateline does what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, Dateline is very formulaic. They, you know, they wait for those convictions. They want the conviction. It was very state oriented. Yes, they had the defense on there a little bit. They put a little bit about the defense in there. Just in terms of McClellan. It was one of the strangest interviews I've ever seen. And like,
it's almost like joyful in it. It was weird.
It was so weird. And it was like, but the things that he says just don't echo back confidence in the person that he convicted.
No.
Like, there's just so much kind of like, hey, you know what? Like, I know there were, like, it wasn't a perfect case. It's a tough case, you know, and like, but like, you know, but we got the conviction. You know, like, there's just like, this isn't a prosecutor that is selling you on the concept that they absolutely have the right person and they'll die on that hill. And it's like, it was the same thing before the Dateline came out, where like all the cops are going out and doing their like their victory tour, but it's really a PR tour to try to tamp down what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get out there and say, hey, all the Tony Bruschis and Bob Mottas of the world that are calling bullshit on this trial, well, don't listen to those guys because we're cops and we never lie and we got the right guy and they're full of shit.
Yeah.
And they use social media to make people think things that they shouldn't think. Well, fucking bullshit. People have their own minds. We're just putting information out there and people can come to their own decisions.
We're not making shit up.
They think. Exactly. We're not making shit up. So, yeah, dude, I mean, it was – it's what I typically expect from Dateline.
Yeah,
I mean,
completely.
Allie and I did a Dateline and of course, you know, our client was convicted. So they made us look like total assholes. So, you know, it's like, I had negotiated. That was our Dateline was the first ever 2-hour Dateline.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So now they're commonplace.
Yeah.
But that was the first one. And then I gave them war room access, which they just turned around to make us to really cast us in a shitty light. But you know what? It is what it is.
It is. I mean, I get it. I mean, they serve their purpose and it's Dateline. I respect their work to an extent, but it's entertainment and true without Dateline too. A lot of people wouldn't even know about these cases. So
100%.
It certainly serves its purpose.
They have their role in terms of storytelling, they make compelling stuff.
They do.
I mean, like Dateline is not a deep diving organization.
No, it is fun when you have a case that you're looking into and you have a friend at Dateline and they go, you want me to make a call just to like scare them and say, hey, Dateline's looking at this. I've done that a few times.
Yeah.
And it's like,
It definitely helps.
It definitely helps. Makes people go, oh shit. People are starting to look at us. One more. And this is the biggest question. How many bottles of hair gel do you think McClelland goes through in a week?
A lot, man. Like I think he's probably hitting Diddy up in the joint and being like, yo, you got any of that that baby oil that you use?
I need to put more in.
I've used up all the hair jelly in my county here. Yeah, he puts a lot in. The word on the street is that he had plugs.
Oh, really? I wouldn't be surprised.
I've seen like and these don't look like AI photos. They look like he had plugs. And then he's created like if you look at older pictures of McClelland, it doesn't even look like the same dude.
No, I've done that because I'm like, looks very different now. Like what's going on? It's like he bought up all like the LA Gear hair gel at like Big Lots one day, and now it's like he's at a lifetime supply, just like Diddy. Hopefully, he doesn't have drugs in his hair gel. All right, that's that.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.